to join Candid as you see what.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I apologize for forgetting my phone earlier.
Well, I wouldn't have known myself.
Understand, but just in case.
Okay. Was there something going on that I didn't know about? Because, you know, with In and Out with Tony, I've missed some.
No, it would Monday to Thursday work. Lighting Hanukkah candles here in the building. So I thought I would just include that, but it's really not just, you know.
Okay, well, I missed. I forgot, but yeah. I had company. You know, we have people coming in and out to see him. So.
All the time.
And
it's
also a grandbaby. Right now, our daughter, granddaughter-in-law is in labor, so we're expecting a call any time, so a lot going on always at my house.
That I understand.
You know, I did mail my envelope today, so be on the lookout next few days.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Nobody.
If you want, we can start. If we want to wait for somebody else, we can do that too.
Okay. I also will have your, I think, your book in the mail tomorrow. It came today. And
oh, okay.
I have an envelope, so it should, you know, it. I didn't want to mail them together anyway because I was afraid it might delay the envelope.
I understand.
So, anyway, okay.
Did you get my email about Psalm 45?
Well, I didn't check email.
Okay.
Because of the home health nurse and company coming in and, you know, the baby. And so I haven't checked.
Understood. I was just, I'm not able to copy and paste. And I'd like to take that information and include it in what we do on Psalm 45 by having it on the one handout that you know that I do. So
okay, I don't know how we do it, but
well, you know how to get into the admin, so you know how to get to the look to the that link and just scroll down to where it says Tehillim 45 and then paste it at the bottom of that section.
If I get in trouble, I'll call you. I have to leave tomorrow, and Wednesday we go back to Lafayette. So, you know, I may not call you till Thursday. Anyway, I'll get in touch with you if I have trouble. Okay, thank you.
Okay, and if worse comes to worse, you can just copy and paste the information onto an email, and I'll be able to copy and paste it then.
I could do that. But didn't I have it? I did. No, I didn't call it. I sent it by attachment.
You sent it by attachment as a PDF, and so
well,
I'm not able to.
It wouldn't let me send as a, what is it, an editable text? Wouldn't let me do it. I tried that first, and of course, some of the letters were symbols and all, so I didn't have a choice. And
I understand.
That was not one I had saved. You know, that was just a copy.
I understand. And
okay.
It may be
if I have trouble, can I get in touch with Jamie?
Sure.
Okay, she would know,
right?
Too.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Okay. She called me a few weeks ago about Daniel, so... so I do have a phone number.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
It's not an interruption. So we'll start with the 111. And I'll start with the L'shem Yehud. We're in the Sulam commentary on the Zohar from Parsha Lech Lecha, Pasuk 111, starting with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem yichud kud shabarichu ishkinte bidchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu. Le'akta l'shem yudhe bavavhe. V'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asei adenu konenei aleinu ma'asei adenu konenehu. Devar acher ba'ameh. Yada ela al yadad torach orcha barnash mit baze vehi vehi yo kaima b'shapiru bila wila ishtane devar acher hineina. Yadati dechama ima shekinta ugin kach itrechatz Avraham wa amar achoti hiyo. The translation. Another explanation for why he knew only then that she was a fair woman to look upon is that most people are affected by the hardship of the journey. But Sarah remained beautiful and her appearance did not change. This is how he knew more than ever that she is a fair woman to look upon. Another explanation of the words, behold, now I know, is that Abraham saw the Shekhinah accompanying Sarah, which means that he had the merit of the revelation of the Shekhinah. For this reason, Abraham felt confident and said, she is my sister. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk becomes clear as it is written. Questions, comments, thoughts.
I really like that explanation better.
The one from last week,
the idea that he had the merit of the revelation of the Shekhinah following Sarah. I mean, modesty is important. I don't know that it isn't, and the weather and them covering their skins and all, but I think I was trying to it dawned on me about, you know, Abraham being a picture of the soul coming down from the physical world to the spiritual world, and I wondered how that fit with the soul and the modesty bit, you know, but I didn't have time to think about it, so I'd say the idea of the Shekhinah kind of brings more, another level, let me put it that way, another level of spirituality to the meaning of the verse, and I know it's Rabbi, well, no, it does say, and Abraham saw the Shekhinah, and then the next few accompanying Sarah, and then the next few words, which means he merited the revelation of the Shekhinah, is in caps, which would be Rabbi Ashlag. Right.
But it is a nice teaching. It also helps us understand. So last week we learned about the modesty being the explanation. And in this puzzle, right, we have three additional, so we have a total of four explanations of the 70. And
it's probably because of the modesty that the Shekhinah became visible to him, too. You know, it was like a build-up.
That's correct. That's correct. See, but we don't normally think of Abraham as being Zeranpin.
Mm-hmm.
We say Abraham is a chariot for Chesed, but Chesed is also Zeranpin. And for him to say that she is my sister, he is making the connection that he is the Zeranpin, and Sarah is the Shekhinah, which is his sister. So it avoids the concept of falsehood. But we don't normally automatically go to that connection. If we were talking about Jacob, we would automatically go to Jacob as Tiferet is there on pin. But we don't think in terms of the of these various chariots are really all there on pin. But we think of them as the individual that he wrote.
And also, you know, in Shireen, Song of Songs, there's the mention of my sister, my wife, my dove, you know, different.
Right. My sister, my so bride, that would, and all the different,
you know,
connections.
I mean, let's go back and look at those verses. There's probably a connection there as well to that meaning of sister.
Yes, it definitely is. Mm-hmm. But the idea of the sister is that, you know, Bina has given birth to Zeran Pin and Malchut, which are brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also soulmates. They're also connected. So there's a lot of confusion that comes down because of the various relationships in our world that the Sephirot have, but in different aspects.
Well, I would have taken it. I don't think I would have associated sister with Shekinah until we talked about it, because they were technically, what, they had the same mother, or the technically she was his sister or her sister or whatever. So I would have thought that was what the verse was referring to until this association with the Shekinah.
Right. And, you know, that's always the mistake that people make, is that the Zohar is never talking about physical relationships or physicality. It's always talking about the spiritual level. But we, in our, you know, in our orientation to the physical world, we don't consider it that way. We always make the connection to the physical levels. And that's why we struggle, you know, it's important to try and make it to the connect to the spiritual connections. Verse 112. Umi la da istalek lit re ga va ke gavnin had chemash maro ve had kediktiv emor lachachma achotiat uktiv imri nachotiat Uti viat tadaber eleyan eleinu leman yitav li beagurech chalape shekina amar beagodurech yitav li kud shabrichu V'chaita nafshi biglalech v'gin divda yistalak barnash v'yizke l'yistalka v'yoraita v'chaye. The translation: the phrase, my sister, has two meanings. The first is literal, namely that you are my sister. The second is a figurative, as the verse says, say to wisdom, you are my sister, a verse from Proverbs. It is also written, say, I pray you, you are my sister, and this is from Bereshit,